What's up, guys and gals? Brand new you here, and I'm gonna tell y'all about some new Christian rap songs I've been jamming. A lot of them I find out through Engine Radio, so if you're wanting to find out about like new Christian rap songs, I highly recommend listening to 91.7 FM Engine Radio if you're in the Houston area. Now, if you're like in Alvin, Texas, or getting closer to like Angleton and stuff, I'd change it to 91.1 because I think it's like, you know, probably the Lake Jackson signal, I'm assuming. It just, you know, sometimes the radio starts cutting out and getting staticky. But, you know, if you're not even from the area, they do have an app and they do have streaming on their website. So NGEN, you know, radio.com, or I think it's engineradio.com. Just look it up on Google and it should come up. But look up Engine Playlist on Google, and there's like an online radio box. So if you've ever like listened to any of the songs on the radio and you don't like know what the artist is that was playing, say you were in the car and you didn't have time to look down at the little thing, if you have a newer car that gives you the words, like, you know, the artist name and the song title and stuff, then you could look up who it was that played. And they even sometimes have song samples on the online radio box that you can like click on and hear, oh yeah, that's the song I was looking for. But yeah, the way that I do it most of the time is to look at the online radio box if I am uncertain of who the artist is, and then I'll go look them up on iTunes and then purchase the song. So some of the new songs I've purchased recently is KB, The Name, that one plays on Engine Radio, and I don't know, it kind of reminds me of the Tadashi Watch Them Fall song. You know, I don't know, it sounds like some epic like battle kind of thing, like Lord of the Rings or 300 or something, like some sort of like medieval fighting or something, I don't know. But I'll play a snippet of it, I guess. And that's KB, but I'm only gonna play little small snippets because I've got to get back to work pretty shortly. So I'm gonna play the next one, just a snippet of that. And this one is also something I found on Engine Radio, and I was like, dude, I gotta get that song. This one's fire. It's like Spanish. I wish I could play way more of it, but it's, you know, I'm limited on time, plus, you know, just can't really play the whole song, you know. But it's by Evan Kraft, and it's called Montana, featuring Gabi and Sam Rivera. And I got the You Will song from the Kingdom Music family, the Remnant album, from Brian Trejo. This song's featuring Young Bro, and the way I found out about it was through, shout out to DJ Overdose from the Kingdom DJs, formerly of Chopaholics. This is it right here. These chains you will, I will deny myself all up. These days I'm here, you can take these broken hearts and use them for your glory, Lord. You can take these broken hearts and use them for your glory, Lord. And yeah, DJ Overdose did a breakdown of what the lyrics mean, so y'all should check out DJ Overdose, You Will, and then also type Young Bro if that helps you find the video. But it's cool because DJ Overdose is doing Christian rap now, and it's crazy how God's like bringing these things together. Like, more people are joining Christian rap, like, you know, the way there's so much unity, like Puntin' and World Rejects, Literati, Von Juan, Trey Nine, you know, all the peeps I've known for years. But now there's some like peeps that were in the secular scene, like Lucky Luciano's joined the team, and he's like part of it. He was like with people like South Park Mexican and Baby Bash and Gold Toes, and now he's rapping about Jesus with the peeps that I've liked for years. And I can only anticipate more to come, you know, because people watch his example and they'll check him out. And he's also a fan of Brian Trejo and Kingdom Music, so he's going to lead people into the song that I just played. And that's what's fire about that, you know, like Lucky Luciano's leading people to, you know, the people that I've jammed and rocked with for years. You know, and DJ Overdose knows my homie Literati, so I can only anticipate Lucky Luciano working with him in the future. And yeah, it'll be awesome. But yeah, like DJ Overdose, I think even as when he was part of Chopaholics, I think he actually did, you know, chop and screw some of Lucky Luciano's like secular or like mainstream or worldly music, you know, the stuff that wasn't more, you know, Christ-like. But yeah, like, yeah, I'm just getting all like passionate here, but I got like 10 minutes or less to get back to the clock in and stuff, so I'm kind of rushing it. But yeah, God Fearing by Aha Gazelle. If y'all don't know who he is, he did this, like, he was on the song What You Mean by Lecrae, and, you know, he's got his own song called Aha That, you know, like, all that, you know, like, from Nickelodeon. So that. Anyways, the girl that's on there, Left Eye, I think is her name, from some girl group, I forget the name of it. I think, yeah, and she passed away years ago, so it's sad and unfortunate, but I was going to say that I think the girl, Christian artist, female singer, rapper, Angie Rose, has a voice and style similar to Left Eye, because, you know, she's New Yorkian, like, she's Puerto Rican, from the Bronx, New York. She's got that flow. She's got that style in her that, you know, I think she would kill it if she did a remix of Aha That with Aha Gazelle. Or even if there was an official All That remake or something like that. I don't know. I mean, yeah, like, sometimes people don't like you taking something original and remixing it, you know, like, sometimes people like the original better than the remake, but sometimes the remake is actually cool, like DJ DMD's 25 Bibles, you know, instead of 25 Lighters, because it's something more positive and about, like, Jesus and stuff. Now, maybe it could have been a little more stylistically closer to the original song. It kind of went off on its own new way, I guess. It's not like too much like the original. It didn't have Lil Kiki, and I noticed Lil Kiki is on a lot of Christian rap, so I kind of wondered why they not just get Lil Kiki on there. But maybe he just didn't have access at the time to Lil Kiki or the money to pay for the feature. But maybe in the future he will get a one. I haven't seen DJ DMD's, you know, presence on the web for a while, so I don't know. I think he might be on a hiatus or working secretly behind the scenes. He had a project that has been long awaited and still not dropped. Like, he teased it several times, and said it was going to come out soon, and it still hasn't. So I don't know when or if it'll come out. Hopefully it will. I should say, you know, when, because hopefully he's true to his word and we'll get it out. And, you know, it's God's timing, right? So I believe the Lord will continue to use DJ DMD, and hopefully he'll be working with some of the aforementioned artists that I just talked about, like Lucky Luciano and others, World Rejects, and Literati, Trey Nine, Von Juan. Maybe Cy Primo will make a comeback as well. You know, he's more into his audio engineering and producing these days. He teaches like a class and does like, you know, sound stuff for churches. But he's called Mixed by Brandon on his socials. So if y'all are looking for somebody to do music with, but yeah, hopefully he'll come back as an artist. And you know, I liked his Power Radio song. I liked a lot of his other songs as well. His Rap Impact album. So before I have to go back, I got like 5 minutes, so I'm rushing it, like literally. But I've been jamming Herb Flav, H-E-R-B-F-L-A-V, his new Sunday Funday song, and Flavor in the City is the new album, and he's got the Lil Kiki song and the ESG song, so I'm liking those ones. CJ Sharon's back on TikTok. He kind of disappeared for a while, but he has a new song called Jesus, We Love You. So he's like talking about don't want money, don't want fame, and also, you know, Erase My Name, basically saying he doesn't want to be seen, he wants Jesus to be seen, and he doesn't want all the material stuff, he wants God's presence, and, you know, that's all he needs is the joy of the Lord and blessing, you know, God's blessing. Also been jamming Miracles by, what's his name? That one, Billy Dorsey. And then also Elijah Robbins, Running Over. I hate that I'm rushing it because I wish I could show more like samples. Also Jesse Mitchell, My Walk. Now I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm on my way. Come on. Yeah. So. And here's History in the Making. There's a little Kiki. That's Herbert Addison. So that's History in the Making song. I also have Manifest, M-A-N-A-F-E-S-T. This is not the end. He sounds a little more like Linkin Park. But yeah, he and Thousand Foot Crutch are awesome. Y'all should check him out. And also been jamming Lean On God by Lucky Luciano. So, you know, these are my jams right now. I gotta be clocked back in like 2 or 3 minutes. So I'm gonna be kind of scooting back to there. So y'all check these musics out, check out my website hotrapmix.com, and also stay tuned on my podcast. Hopefully I have more content soon. I know I've been kind of delaying, you know, like getting more interviews, you know, just been going through some stuff. Keep me in prayer. I know God's gonna provide nonetheless. It's just, you know, some of the things that, you know, I'm just having to, you know, just trust God for, you know. But God is good despite the things we go through, and we'll, it's an opportunity to be stretched and to grow. God bless y'all, and till next time, I don't know what else to say. Yeah.